This is GQDN for Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Drink mixes are really good. You should go check them out. swiftenergy.gg. Go get the drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. Get 25% off of your purchase. Excellent, excellent stuff. Great stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we're heading to Rumorville. Yep, and we got some equipment that you might want to check out. And there's a new Assassin's Creed logo. Interesting. But today, we start with PlayStation because their financial call happened. So this is going to be brought to us by both PushSquare.com and IGN.com because the financial year has been reported. And the fourth quarter for 2023, PlayStation did generate about $959 million of revenue, which is an improvement over the previous year, fiscal year 2022, and that was at $760.6 million. And the PlayStation Plus and advertising did reach about $3.5 billion, which was up over the last year of $2.9 billion. Now, some of that was done by the inflation, which is what Push Square is saying. But IGN is saying that within the call itself, they did not meet their goals because PlayStation 5 had a sales target of 21 million, but the peak hit 20.8 million units. Now, PlayStation 5 did sell 4.5 million units in the fourth quarter of the financial year, and that was down from 6.3 million units during the same quarter last year, or the previous year, in which Sony did say that PlayStation 5 sales will decline during the console's fourth year on sale, and they're expecting 18 million units sales. And Sony did announce that Hideki Nishino and Herman Hulst be the new CEOs of Sony Interactive Entertainment. It did say that it expects profits to rise 7% when the lower sales will be smaller and hardware losses. And they're expecting higher revenue from PlayStation Plus subscription service. But there will be some negative impact in the decrease of the first party titles, sales-wise. Now, Sony did also say that there are no new games coming from the major franchises that will be released during the current financial year. But there will be some active users across PlayStation in March 2024 has remained high. That's a quote. And they were at 118 million accounts on PlayStation Plus. That's up 9% year on year. And Sony did say that, quote, thanks primarily to the growing penetration of PlayStation 5 as well as the success of Helldivers 2 and a third-party free-to-play titles, end quote. Keep also in mind that PlayStation did release about 8% of their workforce worldwide. So, according to PushSquare.com, they were showing the fiscal year numbers of the PlayStation Network. And Mike Brummett on Twitter did say about this, quote, I'm curious, do you know what percentage of your total Helldivers 2 players had linked up PlayStation Network? And Palstead did reply to that, quote, sorry, I don't have the stats on hand, and I don't think I'm allowed to give the details, but a significant amount. So those numbers did go up year over year from the peak of fiscal year 2022 at 112 million to the peak of fiscal year 2023 at 123 million. So from the fiscal year of PlayStation to what is Xbox doing, we go to purexbox.com. I'm sorry. And they are saying that Xbox is now going to add the ability to pre-download some game updates before they're released. So the pre-installed games are now going to be on Xbox. And now Microsoft is going to roll out a new feature for some Xbox insiders this week that would allow pre-downloads for game updates. Only certain games will be allowed to do this. So Team Xbox did say, quote, games that enable support for update pre-downloaded will allow updates to be downloaded days before they are scheduled to release. So you can jump in and start playing right when the update goes live. Be on the lookout for the first update to start taking advantage of this new option by checking My Games and Apps, then click on Manage, then click on Updates. So we'll be the first one. Could be Starfield, Sea of Thieves, we'll see. Now, if you played Midnight Suns, well, some of the developers there are now making their own studio. According to PushSquare.com, it is called Midsummer Studios. And this studio is going to make a game. Well, the rumor is going to make a game that'll look like The Sims. So, Midsummer Games did recruit the Maxis Studios veteran, Grant Rodek, and he did work on some iterations of The Sims during his time with the game. So we'll see what happened with that. As to what will happen with this one. Yeah, DualShockers.com did say that the new Assassin's Creed Shadows symbol has been leaked. And it looks like, just for a vocal characterization or visualization, I'm sorry. It looks like two axes that were made with red ink art style and a curved land like a smiley face underneath it where the axes are swinging. So the trailer will come in tomorrow and we shall see if that symbol is right. Pretty interesting. Now Monster Hunter hit a milestone via PushSquare.com. 100 million sales. Now at MH_Rise_JP did say on Twitter, quote, celebration, Monster Hunter Rise has sold a total of 15 million copies and Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak has sold 8 million copies. What's more, the series has now sold over 100 million copies. Thank you to all the hunters for your support. We hope to continue to support the Monster Hunter series. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well done. But now we go to Rumorville. Now we go to Rumorville. Pack your bags, people. Because Nintendo Everything did say Lego Zelda The Great Deku Tree could come out this September. It's a Lego set that's based on The Legend of Zelda, and it'll be The Great Deku Tree. So it's a nice Lego set that's coming, people. But we're gonna stick around in Rumorville. Gotta get some ice cream, right? Well, maybe not with this guy. Because WCCF Tech did say that Crimson Desert could launch early next year following the Gamescom demo. Now, that was originally announced by Pearl Abyss, which is a South Korean developer behind Black Desert. And that was at G-Star 2019. That was alongside Doak V and Plan 8. Now, back then, 2019, Crimson Desert was going to be an MMO. But Pearl Abyss did switch the genre to an open-world action-adventure with multiplayer support. But back in July 2021, the game did have another roadblock and was postponed indefinitely because they said via statement, quote, we're currently hard at work developing Crimson Desert, which is rapidly evolving with new adventures and exciting experiences. However, we have decided that we need to dedicate more time to adding new ideas for even deeper, more enriching game. Therefore, in order to create the best possible experience, all while ensuring the health and safety of everyone involved in delivering the game, we've decided to delay Crimson Desert release. We will provide an update schedule in the future. Now, Pearl Abyss did come back with the gameplay trailer at Gamescom 2023, and Crimson Desert will now be playable at Gamescom 2024. And that was going to be slated with a full launch that could come early next year. So, just a rumor. Just a rumor. We'll see. Oh, we gotta end with some cool stuff. Because if you play Helldivers 2, according to PC Gamer, some people are making some mods. And you better be careful about the dark side. Because it's Star Wars. And the mod could come later this week. So, it's a YouTube modder, Toasted shoes, and he did drop Master Chief, Buzz Lightyear, and TARDIS, and more. But they did make a trooper in the 501st in the Phase 2 armor for their skin. And through the modding, Helldivers 2 was done at your own risk. Very interesting. Now, something that just showed up in our Discord, but I already had it already. If you own or you want to own an Xbox and you like Overwatch 2, Pure Xbox did say that, well, they had a bit of a collaboration with Porsche. So now you can get an Overwatch 2 skin that has a Porsche mech with D.Va. So at Xbox on Twitter did clarify, quote, "Is that an Xbox, a mech, or a Porsche? Follow and retweet with Overwatch 2 Porsche Xbox sweepstakes for a chance to win a custom Play Overwatch 2 Porsche Xbox Series X console and a controller combo." Now, there are rules to the sweepstakes. I'm not going to go over it. But yes, you can win that. I tell you what, that looks really... Oh, the contest ends in about 3 weeks. And it goes for ages 18 and up. Now, want something really cool. According to PC Games N, there's a white gaming PC that has a graphic card that was made from coat hooks. Yes, indeed, I said that. They did make one, and that was shown on the PC Building Facebook page, and they saw a bunch of custom gaming PCs, and they did talk to the maker of that piece by the name of Paul Turton on how he made that piece. So here's what he said about making the graphics card mount by himself. Quote, "The graphics card mount was an idea I'd seen a while back on another system, and I wanted to try it out. There's no advantage of positioning like that. It's just different to having it mounted on the traditional way or with a vertical bracket. The mount is made from a couple of coat hangers from B&Q, which I bent into shape. And I drilled the mounting holes in the PSU shroud and added a couple of bolts, and bingo, they held the place by heavy-duty Velcro." But if you want a gaming monitor, Asus may have you hooked up. Another one from PC Games N, and the model number is the Asus ROG Strix XG27UCS. And it is a gaming monitor, which is 27 inches, 160 hertz, 4K screen, with some useful features. It's a pretty good specs. And one of those things is a mobile phone stand. It has a slot in the front of the monitor stand base. So basically, it'll lay flat on the base. Now, it also has a USB-C input where you could hook up your phone to the screen. So if you want that, you can get it. Just keep in mind that they might not support 4K at 160 hertz without some compression. And the price is about $700. And right now, the display is only launching in Austria, Germany, and Switzerland. So if you can get it, get it. If not, so be it. That'll do it for today. We will talk to you again tomorrow, because this has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. Till then, go play some games, people. Bye.